This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
OTAs open to the media a couple of days ago. We're here to talk about that and more from the Baltimore Banner. So in the Window Nation guest hotline, joins us every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's up?
Morning, Bob. How's it going?
It's hanging in there, my friend. Jonas. Adafe Owe gained 20 pounds. Went from 245 to 265 as you were there, as he addressed the media. Usually we hear that. It's like, oh my God, what the hell has this guy been doing in the off season? But I guess there are more layers to it with Owe not showing up looking like he hadn't lifted a weight in the last 5 months here.
Yeah, it's been a interesting journey for him. I was actually, just before I got on with you, Bob, just hopped on and looked back at a story that I wrote in August 2023, Ravens OLB, Odafe Owe, is learning to embrace his new power. And I talked to him about like weight gain, because before that season, or I think during like the late parts of his second year in Baltimore, he was trying to put on weight. He did put on good weight, and he talked to me about how he was trying to embrace being more of a power rusher, because when the Ravens drafted him, like, they didn't really see him winning as a speed rusher necessarily. You know, he had the great speed, but I don't think he really had the great get off. And yet, you know, when you look back at what he did last year, I don't know if he dropped a lot of weight. I don't know what he, you know, was in terms of from 2023 to 2024, what kind of journey he was on then. But, you know, most of his sacks and pressures last year were him what kind of winning with finesse, or winning with guile and technique. And it wasn't necessarily, I'm going to bowl over the guy in front of me with a long arm or a bull rush. So I'm a little bit skeptical right now that, you know, he's going to completely turn a new page as this kind of power rusher. I do think it'll help him in the run game. You know, there were some games last year where the Ravens took him off the field and put Tavius Robinson on just to have a more secure edge. But listen, you know, Adafe's gotten better every single year, and if he actually can be a guy who can just walk back tackles with his technique as opposed to trying to deke around them, then he's going to be even more difficult to stop this year than he was last year.
And Jonas, Nolan and I were talking about it last hour. I mean, 10 sacks, he had 13 total going into last year. I know analytics, a huge part of it, a lot more to it than just looking at that 10 and circling, getting to the quarterback. How was the win rate and everything in regards to the other analytical parts of his game, you know, trying to be this first round level pass rusher that they hoped he would be?
Yeah, I don't have it offhand. I think he was, you know, like near the bottom of the top 30 in PFF's pass rush win rate. I think he was even higher up on ESPN's pass rush win rate, you know, which is more guided based on, you know, just where you are, you know, relative to the X's and O's on the field with all the player tracking technology. So he was improved. He wasn't what I would call elite. And certainly, you know, I don't think he's ever been a guy that opposing coaches have had to feel like they've had to double team. Certainly he's got some double teams, but I don't think he's really struck the fear of God into opposing offensive coordinators by virtue of, you know, his ability to just beat up on tackles. And, you know, if you want to be a little bit pessimistic, you can say that a lot of his production did kind of come in those splash games where he would have two or three sacks and then he would go quiet for another couple of weeks and then he'd have another couple of sacks. So, you know, take sacks any way you can get them. But you want, along with this whole defensive line, whole outside linebacker rush group, to be more consistent with pressure because, you know, the Ravens finished second in the NFL in total sacks last year, but they were down near the bottom in win rate and in pressure rate. So you want to get that up, and I'm curious to see, you know, what Adopi looks like when the pads come on.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Pearl Jam, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. You want to join us again at 410-583-1057. Now, Oway, like many others, Jonas, as you know, looking for contract extensions, big paydays, and Henry got his, Hamilton got his option picked up. Lamar's going to, we think, eventually renegotiate his deal. So what's next in Eric DaCosta's pecking order? Because I guess Oway's a little further down the line of contract extension priorities right now.
Yeah, I would think that the Mike Green investment, it's probably going to push Adafe to the back of the line. Maybe he turns into this guy that you can't afford to lose, but it's just hard for me to see them spending even more money on a really blue chip top set or front seven guy. So, as for other extensions, I think you look at tight end, obviously Kohler and likely are potential candidates there. Tyler Linderbaum certainly is going to be a target for the next year or so with how his contract situation has played out. So, we're in this strange world now where because of how well the Ravens have drafted and how much money they have tied up in some of these blue chip high end guys, there's not going to be a lot of money for the middle class, so to speak. You know, it's either going to be for the most part high end premium position players, and then the rookies and cheap contracts that they have on the team. So it'll be interesting to forecast who will be getting some of those, 10 to 20th highest paid, position money in the NFL, because what the Ravens really have the space for is just the money to pay Lamar, the money to pay Kyle Hamilton and Linderbaum, and that's going to cost more than I think it would be to pay someone like, Isaiah Likely or Charlie Kohler.
You mentioned Mark Andrews. He met with the media for the first time in a long time and talked about the Bills debacle and the trade rumors and everything that surrounded him in the offseason. If you're anticipating, health permitting, of course, a Mark Andrews number production-wise this season, what would you look to see, knowing that Isaiah Likely is now very much a part of that pass offense too?
Yeah, I guess I would say, 700 to 800 yards and somewhere from 6 to 8 touchdowns. I mean, I still think I'm probably in the 1% or like the 99th percentile of Ravens reporters / fans in terms of what my opinion of Mark is. I still think he separates at a very high level. I still think he catches a lot of difficult passes, even though it's hard for me to say that with a straight face without acknowledging everything that happened in Buffalo. I just think that, his game won't necessarily fall off a cliff. If George Kittle is still producing at this high level, and I think he's a couple of years older than Mark Andrews, then I don't think Mark is going to all of a sudden, overnight become a pumpkin while Isaiah Likely turns into this offensive dynamo. I think they're different kinds of tight ends. I think, Isaiah is the guy you want in space. Mark's always been the guy who has the speed to separate on those deep crosses, and I still think he can do that. So, do I think that in Baltimore, for as long as he's in Baltimore and as long as he's behind guys like, Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman, he's ever going to get back to that all-pro form? Probably not, but I still think he can be, quite easily a top 10 tight end in the NFL.
All right, Tucker's gone. We know that. John Harbaugh did address it. Complex, bigger than a football decision. Okay, that's in the past. Tyler Loop's now part of the present. When do we start to look at him in more... All right, how's this guy going to respond to stuff terms as opposed to an OTA indoors in the rain? on a mid or a late May afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still curious to see whether they'll bring in an actual veteran kicker to push him. You know, they wouldn't cost much, and I think you need to have an insurance policy, even if the guy you're bringing in looks kind of washed up. I mean, obviously, they have all the faith in the world in this infrastructure with Randy Brown and John Harbaugh and Chris Horton being part of what has been traditionally a very, very good special teams core. But, you know, shit, man, I'll settle for just like basic kicks and OTAs because we didn't get a chance to see that on Tuesday or whenever it was. So hopefully the next time we see these guys kicking in OTAs, we're supposed to get three of them next week, we'll actually get the chance to see what Luke can do when the pressure's on, because really that's the only kind of judgment that we can make. And he should be making those kicks because, you know, it's probably the easiest kick of his career. And hopefully by the time the preseason comes along, there's a little bit more at stake in terms of what he can do when guys are actually rushing at you.
Yeah, I don't want to put any pressure on this guy, but Tucker was 31 of 34, I believe, in his rookie season, made the game-winning field goal in the Mile High Miracle and all that good stuff. Jonas, what's happening at the Baltimore Banners? We head into the last weekend of May.
Yeah, just the usual good stuff. You know, obviously, I think we're going to be covering the Isaiah Likely softball games. We're hoping to talk to him, hoping to talk to some of the other Ravens that are committed there, and then a busier week than normal next week with the Ravens blessing us with the fortune of having a couple more OTA practices to cover.
Jonas Schaefer, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it, Jonas Schaefer. Everybody, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw will come back. It's the Whip Around. What happened in the world of sports last night? A couple of significant things in the NBA season stays alive. Stanley Cup playoffs, not so much. In this day in Orioles history, we only talk about wins with teams that made playoffs. So you expect some good news. And then Keith Kavanaugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thinking of good news, Buzz Williams reloaded the roster. Andy Katz has Maryland rated number 29 in his power 37. Hey, 2 months ago, they were rebuilding, right?
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Top of the whip around here on this Featured Artist Friday. Pearl Jam, chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from them, send a request. Plus for text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, ripping in with Ryan. Coming up at noon, NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals last night, Madison Square Garden with all the celebrities in town. And I was watching inside the NBA, and Shaq was basically saying, we're coming and kicking some ass at ESPN next year. He wouldn't even mention the network. He goes, wherever we are, we're coming and taking names. Because they were assuming that that could have been their last broadcast. Because once the Eastern Conference Finals ends, TNT's coverage of Inside the NBA ends. They'll still produce it, but it'll be on another network. It is what it is. It is the greatest of the pregame shows and postgame shows. And every other thing strives to be that. In NFL Today with Brent Irv, Greek, and Phyllis, that was the pioneer of it. But this has been the best by far. Oftentimes, better than the games themselves. But I digress. The game itself, Pacers, trying to finish off New York. Indiana won, what, 6 in a row on the road in the playoffs, including the first two at Madison Square Garden. But they couldn't get out of the starting block because this dude just kept doing great things.
Brunson will grab that rebound and take it the other way. Under 3 to play in the third. Brunson with a 3.
And the foul.
29 for Jalen Brunson.
TNT on the call. Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller. As Brunson hit that 3 from the elbow there. Got fouled right in front of the bench and buried it. 32 points. Karl Anthony Towns was brilliant last night. 24-13-3. As the Knicks lead from the opening tip. 111-94. And stay alive in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 6 in Indiana is coming up tomorrow night. Tyrese Halliburton, after one of the great playoff games in the history of the postseason in the NBA. Not so much yesterday. 8-2-6. So there you go. But now we go to Game 6 in Indiana, where the big star there is Pat McAfee and John Cougar Mellencamp. And then Spike Lee always makes his way around. And again, Nolan, as we talked about last week, this Timothy.
I think you're reading too much. It's just Timothy. Just spelled funny.
Oh. It's Timothy?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm annoyed with him.
Well, I call him Tim, but we're friends, so, you know.
He is Bob Dylan, I guess. Anyway, so it's back to New York. Winner gets Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals as the Thunder make short work of the T-Wolves. We talked about that yesterday. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, it was Edmonton all over Dallas like a cheap suit. Well, they pulled away late with a couple of goals there. Connor McDavid had a goal and assist. And the Oilers end it for the Stars. They're seeing stars right now. They lose in 5. What this does, sets up a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup Finals with the Panthers. Puck drop is Wednesday. Last year, Florida won the Cup in 7 games over Edmonton. So it takes forever to get to this point because the playoffs start in April. But here we are. We're in the final 7 games if it goes that far in the NHL, and still waiting for the NBA to come to its conclusion. It's the whip around here on this Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. This day in Orioles history, it's May 30th, 1983 at the Baggy Dome, Minnesota. Eddie Murray, 3-run jack. Cal Ripken, 2-for-3 with a homer, 2 ribbies. Mike Boddicker replacing the injured Mike Flanagan in the Orioles rotation. He goes 7 shutout innings with 7 Ks. Birds win 6-1, 1997. Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Brady Anderson, Rafael Palmeiro, Cal Ripken all had ribbies. Mike Messina had a perfect game for 8 1/3. It's a Friday night. Want to tell a story? Want to hear a story, Nolan? True story at that. I was a service bar at the Brass Elephant Friday night. It was a busy Friday. I'm out there slinging the booze. Maybe took one for myself. It is what it is. Brian Raymond, the maitre d', the Elephant at the time, now closed, said, Mike Messina's throwing a perfect game. What are you talking about? It's through 8, and he's got a perfect game. So I ran upstairs to the office, turn on Jack Elsby's television, and Tony Fernandez grounded out for the first out. And then Sandy Alomar lined a single to left field with a Haney Schleprock. If I wouldn't have known he was throwing a perfect game, I would have read about him throwing a perfect game. And he struck out the next two. But Mike Mussina, brilliant, brilliant pitcher, Hall of Famer. Wish he could have been a lifer, but that's another story. One hitter against the Indians, as they were called back then, now the Guardians. Speaking of them, 2 years ago, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Orioles beat the Cleveland Guardians. 8-5, Tony Taters, 3-5, 3-4, 3 ribbies. Gunner, 2-4, 3 ribbies. Hal Gibson, now with Tampa, picked up his 7th win. The Mountain picked up his 14th save. Man, that 2023 season was so glorious. And here we are 24 months later. Well, 12 months ago, the Orioles might have been the best team in baseball. But 23 was awesome. I know the playoff shortcomings, well-documented, probably cost Brandon Hyde his job. As we discussed last week, if they would have won one of those series, Rangers or Kansas City's probably still the skip. They didn't, and he ain't. When we come back, shift gears, talk some Terps. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. I mean, we're 13 Saturdays from Maryland football. I can feel the electricity there. But Buzz Williams, you talk about a buzz. Is that guy appropriately named or what? Keith Cavanaugh talks about the remaking, total reshaping of the Maryland men's basketball team to the point where they're projected to go to the big dance by Joe Lunardi, and Andy Katz has them in the top 30. Keith's going to tell you why next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And it's 2 months plus on the job to the point where they're getting some national attention for the roster that's been put together, whether or not this comes to fruition as being good. That happens when they actually tip off the games. Terps will actually open their season in Baltimore. And here to talk about all of that and more from TerrapinTimes.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Keith Cavanaugh. Keith, good morning. What is up?
Bob, your ship has come in, my man.
Thank you.
for a year now, you've been dogging me about a Walt Williams Clutch vodka bottle. Walt is bringing it to you. Thursday, June 12th at Looney's in Bel Air, 6 to 9 p.m., he's having a Clutch vodka party just in your honor, so you better carry your butt up from Glen Burnie so I can hand deliver a signed bottle of Walt Williams Clutch vodka, and it benefits the Babe Ruth Museum, so it's all good. But it will require you to get out of your man cave, out of your Barca lounger, and drive about a half hour to get that coveted bottle. Thursday the 12th at Looney's Bel Air. See you there.
Oh, okay. It sounds awesome. By the way, the Wiz will be joining us at 12:30 Talks from NBA.
Then he'll hammer you as well.
Yes. What's up, Keith? What's going on with Buzz? Andy Katz, Maryland basketball, number 29 in his power 37. Joe Lunardi has them projected as a 10 seed, but a strong 10 in his 50,000th early bracketology. So Buzz is doing a lot of buzzworthy things, literally remaking the roster. Tell our listeners, Keith, about the latest additions, including a legacy.
Yeah, the cherry on top, Nick Blake. Bob, let's project him as a taller, better, Matt Rado, Rudy, preferred walk-on type. So high IQ, good shooter, under-recruited. He was committed to Scranton. He had a lot of D3 offers out of Orlando. Shot 39% from three. But anytime you can get a legacy, particularly one like that, Steve coached all his boys in AAU ball coming up in the day, back in the day in Portland. Now they're in Florida. But, Steve will be around more, and, he's been in the college. He's been in the NBA ranks as an assistant coach here, there, everywhere. He's one of my all-time favorite Terps, as he was a grinder. So if his son is anything like that, I haven't seen them since they were Rugrats. And he was down at the NBA camp at UVA many moons ago. I remember we all went out one night, not the kids, but Steve and Luke Walton was with us and tore the town up of Charlottesville. But I digress. So anyway, here's the bottom line. Buzz and staff, they're grinders. They get after it. I mean, they've got 15 guys. They just built a roster 1 through 15, which is tough in these NIL days. 5 seniors, 4 front court, okay? You have clearly, the key for next year in 26, you'll need 2 centers, a power forward, another combo. But you've got 4 wing-type players. You've got 4 guards. They've already offered 4 point guards for next year, all 4-star kids. You have interchangeable parts. It starts with defense, so you need numbers as they're going to run and press. And these are slasher, crasher, finisher types. But Blake was a nice pickup to finish off the roster, not to mention Harper, the Serbian sniper, who looks like a young Joe Noah at 6'8", and he can shoot. Some of these guys, though, Bob, will probably be redshirt candidates, okay? But, Payne, Metcalf, Washington, Turkson along the front line, then Watts, Mills, Adams, Passmore, a great basketball name, and Harper at the guards. And then you've got Rice, Coit, and Delpino at point guard. You've added some guys here. You've completed your roster. New Basketball Performance Center opens in a few days, so they don't move in until August. But these guys get after it. They were at every AAU tournament. They traveled the entire country and beyond to get pieces that will fit Buzz's style. And we know his style starts with D, run and press, a lot of substituting. So you need numbers. But roster composition in this day and age, to go out in 2 months, bang 1 through 15 like this, and very judiciously with the amount of money they were able to, carry out to each of these kids and keep them all happy. One is at $2.2 million, his first, Payne, the big man. So I like this team. Clearly next year there'll be some needs inside, but overall, great job.
Athleticism rates where with this team as you see it?
Extremely high. Now, will they shoot the ball like last year's team? No. But they'll slash and crash and finish. And they have long arms, and they get in passing lanes, and they run, and they press, and they break. But athleticism is off the charts, yes.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, joining us here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Pearl Jam. Keith's a big Pearl Jam guy because he's got that Seattle vibe, always raining, and all that good stuff. We're weeks away from college football starting here. And what's the intel that you can give us as Maryland gets ready for probably an extremely crucial season for Mike Locksley?
Yeah. Well, six commits already for 26, and Bob, about 10 unofficial visitors will be on campus this week, and including some four stars from as far away as Texas. But here's the deal. Bob.
Yes.
Saturday, August 30th, noon, opener with FAU. Ugh. I think it'll be 100 degrees. I don't think the kids will come out for a noon game. It's on national TV. But what I like about the new, obviously the OOC is not spectacular. Towson, Northern Illinois, which they could lose, who beat Notre Dame last year, Bobby.
Oh, sure.
And FAU. You never know with these Florida upstart programs. They got all kind of portal kids and ringers down there. You know, they come out of everywhere in Florida to these programs, and many project onto the NFL. So you can't take any of that. Now, Towson, obviously, hopefully that's a lopsided win. What I like about the new AD, okay, Bob, project ourselves to that day, August 30, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And the TV camera at the Tizer Tower is panning over to the wayside and it's completely empty.
Yeah.
As we've seen, even for big games.
Dude, I was at the, I'm sorry, Keith, I was at the Buffalo game, what, 2-3 years ago, sitting in killer seats behind Buffalo's bench. And I turn around, I saw nothing but aluminum. Let's just put it that way.
So this is what Smith, he does. Will he do it that day? I don't know. Hey, position the cameras on the opposite side to show the home side so the optics don't look horrific and people tweet out pictures of an empty stadium. So that first three games is going to be tough as far as bringing fannies in the seats. Hopefully they win at three, if not two or three. NIU scares me. They scare me. But critical year. Who's going to be quarterback? Patchwork O-line, patchwork D-line. Lost a lot of kids to the NFL. Will they stop the self-inflicteds? Will they win? And win with some style points and fill the place back up like Ralph did on a dime. He started in that Carolina game. Remember, Bob?
I was there. Had season tickets. Yep.
Goes to the house, 88 yards. We're all sitting there, oh, God, here we go again. Bandy, Duffner, or Kreebeck or whatever. Eras. And all of a sudden, they counter. They win. Go on to a magical three-year run. Orange Beach, Gator Bowl. Place is full. They're adding temporary seats, additional seats. Tickets that are high demand. We got to see that, but they got to clean up the self-inflicteds. They've got to beat people they're not supposed to beat. They can't poop the bed on national TV in front of the world against, you know, in critical league games. They have a pretty moderate schedule, but his first priority is football. He's all into the business, the optics. Now, he's not coming here till July, Bob Haney, because he's dealing with the Atlanta, you know, the baseball all-star game.
Right. There.
That's his last order of business. But he will do little things like that to help change the narrative. But it all comes down to W's and how you win. You can't just win here, Bob. You can't win 9-6. But you can go out there like Ralph and win 48-20 with style points and get the people back in the seats. That's so critical. And most people project Maryland at about 4.5 wins this fall. 4.5 ain't going to cut it for Locksley's future. New AD, old AD, whatever AD. So we'll see. Hopefully Keith, that answered your question.
There you go. Keith Cavanaugh, TerribleTimes.com. Keith, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Bob, you forgot to put a postmortem on the LAX national championship last week. Unfortunately, they lost.
There you go.
Great season,
done.
Terps. Great season, Terps. Despite the loss. See you, Bob. Have a great weekend.
There he is. Keith Cavanaugh, everyone. Cramming a lot into a little. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Then at noon, ripping it with Ryan, talks of Oriole baseball and more. The Wizard, Walt Williams, will be joining us at 12:30. Talk NBA playoffs with him. But the Orioles, White Sox, 4:30 first pitch, moved up from 7:05. Gates open at 4. Have fun with that. For the Orioles, they've already sacrificed their manager, Brandon Hyde, Tony Manzolino. He has taken over. Zach Eflin's been getting touched up a little bit since he came back from the shelf, giving up a lot of souvenirs. So we'll see how the Orioles regroup against Chicago, the only team in the American League with a worse record than them, but not by much. So a race to the bottom, perhaps? I hope not. We'll see how it goes. Nolan, we got time for a call? You want to go to the funhouse? What do you want to do here? Let's go to Trey in Joppa. Trey, what's up?
What's going on, Bob?
How you doing, man?
Not bad. I usually call in for some Raven content, and I've been holding this close to the vest for just for the right opportunity, but I think it's a good time because St. Francis had its football pro day yesterday, and the number one player in the nation, Zion Ealy, who is committed to the University of Maryland, he showed out yesterday, and I just wanted to give him some good pub.
Oh, sure.
For all my listeners out there, I coach Zion at Joppatown. I was the Joppatown head coach, and I traveled all over the world with him, from University of Oregon to Penn State to most recently Auburn, obviously Maryland. And Maryland fans, you guys should be excited. But yesterday, to put in context what type of athlete this guy is, I'm surprised Keith didn't say nothing just now. Zion broad jumped 11 feet 2 inches, which would have been first out of all edge rushers and defensive ends in the combine this past year. Bob, he ran a 4.35. He's a defensive end.
Yeah, I know he is. I mean, you obviously know him. I mean, I'm familiar with him for sure. But, hey, look, we got to, since we're in a pessimistic kind of sports vibe here with the Orioles and such, I saw he tweeted something out with that War Eagle head a couple weeks back, and I know he had said, Trey, that it's over, stop bothering me, don't pester me, et cetera, but sounds like the door's been open to maybe revisit visits. Is that true or false there?
That's one of the reasons I didn't want to call in, too, right? Because I'll just say this. It's a long way to December.
Sure.
It's a long way to December, and you know, things have to get ironed out on both sides. But I'll tell you this. He wants to be in Maryland. You know, I'm certain of that, you know, and I'll say this. I'm probably saying too much. It's in Maryland's hands. You know what I mean?
He would be too, right? And I know, Trey, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I go back to, you know, the 70s and ranking systems have changed. But in the current, since insert website X started rating players, he'd be the highest player Maryland ever recruited, right? Coming out of high school.
Bob, he's a difference maker. Yes, to answer your question, yes. I mean, bad boy. I mean, he at Joppatown, he had 13 sacks. They said the competition wasn't enough. He went to San Francis and had 10. You know what I mean? So, I mean, just a phenomenal pass rusher. I mean, the type of player that is really a game wrecker, something that Maryland hasn't had. And I'm a Maryland fan just like you, Bob.
Sure.
My sister went to Maryland.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? So I can name more Maryland players in a little bit. But they ain't never had nobody like Zion Ealy to come in as a freshman with his athletic profile. You know what I mean? Not even Yannick Ngakoue. A lot of fans can recently remember him.
Yeah.
They ain't had the profile of this kid. So yeah. I just think, you know, I just wanted to give him some good pub, and he tore it up yesterday, and hopefully we'll be seeing him in red and black pretty soon.
No doubt. Trey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the intel as well. You know, I had season tickets from 99 to 2011. That was Vander Linden's end through Ralph, and then Randy Etzel's first year, when Maryland barely beat Towson, by the way, down at College Park. Look, Wesley Jefferson, I remember he was brought in, was this big number one inside linebacker recruit, I believe is now in law enforcement. Sean Merriman was there as a pass rusher who spent many years, who's a stud. Then you had the inside guys, the E.J. Hendersons, the DeQuell Jacksons. But to Trey's point, I mean, Randy White's a Hall of Famer, college and pro, but that was way back in the Claiborne days. To get an impact guy like him splash right out of the gate would be huge. But they go 4-8. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, if he's stud like that, I mean, the big boys are coming. And the big boys are coming with big wallets on top of it. All right, we got time for another call. Let's go out one more time to Cliff in White Marsh. Cliff, what's up?
Yeah, Bob. Real quick, I'm following Keith Kavanaugh, but you know, our coach Buzz Williams, you know, all the other coaches that we've brought in there, you know, they were good coaches, but I hate to coin the phrase, they can't make Maryland great again. But Buzz Williams has got a system already in place. If you watch his teams play, that guy gets after you on defense, and just like Keith said, they turn those turnovers, they turn them into points. And, you know, his work in the ACC, you know, he had inferior talent. And if people don't want to call him a top-tier number one coach, he's not a number two. He's a cut just below. And I think he's going to bring something back to Maryland. I got a good feeling about him, Bob. And I think the Terps, You know, I've never been really totally excited because of the coach. Turgeon, he was a decent coach somewhere else. But, Bob, this guy can make Maryland. He can move them. Their trajectory is going to be much higher than it's ever been since Gary left. And I think the Maryland team's going to have – the fans are going to have somebody to be really, really proud of.
Right.
And I'm heading down to the Oriole game. I had to make an adjustment.
Oh, yeah.
To get there early.
Get your bowling shirt, man.
I'm not going to look good in that shirt anyway.
Yeah.
But my first game of the year, I said I wasn't going to go watch them until they got some players back. And my buddy got me a ticket tonight, so we're heading down there. And,
hey, you support
the
name. Yeah, thanks, Cliffy. Appreciate it as always. Support the name on the front of the jersey. Still your team. You're born and raised an Orioles fan. Don't ever forget that. Nobody wants to go watch them get their brains beat in on a nightly basis, but they're still the Orioles. And there's still a tradition here. And they are not even 7 months removed from playing in the postseason. They stink now, but who knows? Maybe there's a miracle comeback in their future.
I mean, at the very least, you got to go for the giveaway, like you said.
Yeah.
I know Cliff's not enthusiastic about the bowling shirt, but still. I mean, the other night we were at Pickles.
Yes.
The game gets pushed back, so I was all about it. I was able to sneak over by
your flag?
I did. I got myself a cheap ticket, walked right in, grabbed the flag, and turned around and left.
Oh, you didn't stay for the game?
Well,
you know. Use that flag to cover your head in the rain. But anyway, oh, by the way, Orioles people, or whoever does their giveaways when it comes to clothing, double X, man. Double X.
What are the options? Isn't it like
it's extra large, but it's not really an extra large. You know, big muscular guys like myself, I can't fit in those things.
Well, it shows off the guns and some other stuff.
Guts and guns. I should open a bar. Guts and guns. Anyway, we'll come back. Ribbon it with Ryan. He'll be joining us next. Orioles taking on the White Sox 4:30. Count the money going into the weekend, buy or sell. And the Wizard, Walt Williams, minus booze. He'll be joining us talking about the NBA playoffs. New York's still alive. They got OKC. Who would give them the better challenge in the NBA final?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.